Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a day when the nation celebrates its youthful spirit, a rocket bursts into the sky only to stumble, and a historic diplomatic note lands on the doorstep of New Delhi, all on the same date. Let us walk through each of these events, piece by piece, so that every fact stays with you. First, today is National Youth Day, observed on the 12th of January to mark the 163rd birth anniversary of Swami Vivekanand. The Government of India declared this day a national observance back in 1984, aligning the celebration with the birth of a man whose ideas continue to inspire generations. Swami Vivekanand was born on 12th January 1863 in Calcutta, then known as Narendranath Datta. He became a disciple of Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, absorbed the teachings of his guru, and later carried those teachings to the world stage. On 11 September 1893, at the Parliament of the World's Religions in Chicago, he opened his address with the memorable words, "Sisters and Brothers of America," a phrase that still echoes in the annals of Indian history. He went on to found the Ramakrishna Mission on 1 May 1897 at Belur Math in Havja, and also established the Ramakrishna Math as a monastic order. His philosophical contributions span Janana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Raja Yoga and Karma Yoga, all woven into the fabric of Neo-Vedanta, a universalist vision that seeks harmony among all religions. He left his mortal body on 4 July 1902 at the age of 39, but his legacy endures. Every year around this date, the National Youth Festival brings together young people from every state, union territory and youth organization. The theme for 2026 is Viksit Yuva, Viksit Bharat, meaning developed youth, developed India. Organized by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, the festival showcases cultural performances, debates, yoga sessions, adventure sports and exhibitions, all designed to nurture the potential of India's vast youth cohort. Speaking of which, India's youth statistics are striking. Roughly 65 crore, that is 650 million, Indians are under the age of 35, making it the largest youth population in the world. The median age stands at about 28 years, placing India among the youngest major economies. Yet the challenge remains, with a youth unemployment rate of 16-17% for the 15-24 age group, according to the latest periodic labor force survey, while the youth literacy rate exceeds 90%. In response, the Ministry of Education has launched PM Yuva 2.0, a scheme encouraging young writers and authors to express themselves. Now let us turn to the neighborhood. In August 2024, Bangladesh witnessed a dramatic political shift when Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled to India after a massive studental anti-discrimination movement over civil service quotas. Since then, Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus, founder of the Grameen Bank, has been serving as the chief advisor of Bangladesh's interim government. Several bilateral issues are still unresolved as of early 2026. First, Bangladesh has formally requested Hasina's extradition to face multiple charges, but India has not agreed, citing the absence of an operative extradition treaty between the two countries. Second, attacks on Hindu temples, homes and businesses were reported during and after the uprising, prompting India to raise concerns through diplomatic channels about the safety of the Hindu minority. Third, the long-standing dispute over the Teesta River water-sharing agreement remains in limbo. The treaty, negotiated years ago, has been blocked since 2011 because of West Bengal's objections, and Bangladesh under Yunus is also exploring a China-backed alternative management project. Trade between the neighbors continues at about $14 billion annually, with Indian exports around $11 billion and imports only to $2-3 billion. The key land port of Petra Polibenapol, the largest in South Asia, stays operational despite occasional disruptions during the political transition. On the energy front, the Adani Group supplies roughly 1,600 megawatts of electricity to Bangladesh from its Godda power plant in Jharkhand, but disputes over payment arrears and pricing have surfaced in late 2025. Moving on to the macroeconomic front, India's foreign exchange reserves have settled between $625 and $640 billion US dollars in early January 2026, a dip from the all-time high of $704.885 billion recorded on 27 September 2024. The Reserve Bank of India intervenes in the foreign exchange market to curb excess volatility, though it does not target a specific rupee-dollar rate. These reserves comprise foreign currency assets, gold, special drawing rights and the reserve tranche position with the International Monetary Fund, together providing roughly 10 to 11 months of import cover. Now, a quick look at a scheme that has touched millions of street vendors. The PM-SVNidhi, or PM Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi, launched on 1st June 2020, has now crossed the milestone of 60 lakh, that is 6 million, loans disbursed. The scheme offers collateral-free working capital loans in three tranches, the first loan of 10,000 rupees, a second loan of 20,000 rupees upon timely repayment, and a third loan of 50,000 rupees. Digital transactions are incentivized with cashback, and the nodal ministry is the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs. Now, let us examine a policy move that could reshape the smartphone market. The Union Government is contemplating making the Indian Telecom Security Assurance Requirements, or ITSR, legally mandatory for all smartphones sold in the country. ITSR is a set of 83 security standards drafted by the Department of Telecommunications, covering source code disclosure, software controls, and stringent user permission restrictions. At present, compliance is voluntary, but the government is weighing compulsory enforcement. Major brands such as Apple, which holds about 5% of the Indian market, Samsung at 15%, Xiaomi at 19% and Google have expressed resistance, particularly to the source code disclosure clause. This matters because India is the world's second largest smartphone market, with roughly 600 million devices, and the standards aim to plug backdoors, curb surveillance vulnerabilities and prevent data breaches. The Telecom Engineering Center under the Department of Telecommunications administers ITSR, and the move aligns with the broader data sovereignty agenda embodied in the Digital Personal Data Protection Act of 2023. For the UPSC, this falls under General Studies 3, covering cybersecurity governance, data localization, and the digital security architecture of the nation. Now, a setback for the space program. On 12th January 2026, ISRO's Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle, PSLVC-62, lifted off from Sriharikota carrying 16 satellites, among them DRDO's Anvesha, also known as EOSIN-1, a reconnaissance satellite, and orbited Aerospace's Aulicity, a 25-kilogram demonstrator for in-orbit refueling. During the solid propellant third stage burn, an anomaly disturbed the trajectory, causing the vehicle to miss its intended orbit. All 16 payloads were lost. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan confirmed the failure, and a failure analysis committee chaired by former ISRO Chief K. Sivan was set up, reporting directly to the Prime Minister's office. A return to flight for PSLV is slated for the latter half of 2026. The loss of Anvesha impacts India's space-based intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance capabilities, while the failure of Aulicity stalls a promising private sector effort in orbital refueling. This development is relevant to General Studies 3, touching on ISRO's launch vehicles, the emerging private space sector under INSPACE, and strategic implications of losing a reconnaissance asset. Turning now to the judiciary, the Supreme Court in the case State of Uttar Pradesh versus Anirudh and others observed that roughly 25% of cases under the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act, or POCSO, involve consensual relationships between adolescents. The age of consent in India remains 18 years under POCSO, the Indian Penal Code, and the recent Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita of 2023. The court noted that the National Family Health Survey 4 indicates that about 39% of Indian girls experience their first sexual encounter before age 18. The justices expressed concern that parents sometimes weaponize POCSO to criminalize consensual teenage relationships, leading to overcriminalization. There is a growing debate over introducing a closeness exemption, often called a Romeo-Juliet law, for relationships between 16 and 18-year-olds, while opponents caution against diluting protections against grooming. Remember this number: 1/4 of POCSO cases are consensual. For the UPSC, this falls under General Studies 2, dealing with child protection legislation, and General Studies 4, concerning ethical considerations in law. Next, a climate-related revelation. An international study published in Advances in Atmospheric Sciences reported that the world's oceans absorbed about 23 zettajoules of heat in 2024, a record level. To put that into perspective, 1 zettajoule equals 10 to the 21st joules, and the heat uptake equals roughly 37 years of global energy consumption. 16% of the ocean surface recorded unprecedented water temperature highs. This massive heat absorption drives thermal expansion, raising sea levels, intensifies tropical cyclones, triggers coral bleaching, and disrupts marine food chains. The Indian Ocean is among the fastest warming basins, directly influencing the Indian monsoon and cyclone formation in the Bay of Bengal and the Arabian Sea. Oceans now store about 90% of the excess heat from global warming, making ocean heat content the most reliable indicator of climate change. This topic is a favorite in General Studies 3, covering environmental science and climate dynamics. Now, a cultural vignette from the Himalayas. The Hatti tribe of Surma district in Himachal Pradesh celebrated their biggest annual festival, Bora Tyohar, drawing over 3 lakh attendees. The Hatti community, traditionally inhabiting the Transgiri and Surma regions, received scheduled tribe status after cabinet approval in September 2022 and formal gazette notification on 4th August 2023. Their governance operates through a council called Kumbali, a democratic village assembly. Historically, the tribe practiced fraternal polyandry, where brothers shared a wife, a custom that is now declining. Their livelihoods center on agriculture and animal husbandry, and they are renowned for their distinctive architecture and vibrant village fairs. The Bora Tyohar marks agricultural cycles and serves as a massive cultural exchange, showcasing traditional dance, music, and communal solidarity. This material is pertinent to General Studies 1 for its insights into tribal cultures, and to General Studies 2 for policy aspects concerning Scheduled Tribes and the Panchayats, Extension to Scheduled Areas Act. Now, shifting to defense. The Indian Army has unveiled new high-technology combat formations called Bhairav Battalions. These compact, multi-domain units are described as built to fight tonight, meaning they can be deployed rapidly to sensitive border sectors. Each battalion integrates infantry, electronic warfare, drones, cyber capabilities, and special operations forces, embodying a shift from large conventional formations to technologized, integrated warfare. The first public display of these battalions occurred during the Republic Day parade on 26 January 2026. This development underscores India's focus on rapid, multi-domain response, especially along the northern borders with China, where high altitude, swift deployment is critical. For the UPSC, this falls under General Studies 3, covering modernization of the armed forces and network-centric warfare. Now, a diplomatic milestone. In January 2026, India received its first Taliban-designated diplomat, Mufti Noor Ahmad Noor, appointed as Charge d'Affaires at Afghanistan's embassy in New Delhi. After the Taliban seized Kabul on 15 August 2021 and India evacuated its diplomats, the Indian embassy in Kabul was reduced to a skeleton staff, while the Afghan embassy in Delhi continued under officials appointed by the previous government. The accreditation of a Taliban-appointed diplomat signals a cautious normalization of contacts, even though India has not formally recognized the Taliban regime, as no country has. Afghanistan remains strategically important for India. It offers a route to Central Asia via the Chabahar-Zanj corridor, and India has invested over $3 billion in Afghan development projects, including the Salma Dam, the Afghan Parliament Building, and the Salang Pass Highway. Moreover, India is keen to counter Pakistani influence that seeks to use Afghan territory as a base for anti-India terror groups. This issue is relevant to General Studies 2, covering India's foreign policy, and General Studies 4, dealing with ethical considerations in international engagement. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. National Youth Day commemorates Swami Vivekananda's birth on 12th January 1863. He founded the Ramakrishna Mission on 1st May 1897 and delivered his famous Chicago Address on 11th September 1893. India's youth population stands at about 65 crore, with a median age of 28, a youth unemployment rate of 16 to 17%, and a literacy rate above 90%. The National Youth Festival theme for 2026 is Viksit Yuva, Viksit Bharat. In Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina fled on 5th August 2024. Muhammad Yunus heads the interim government. Bilateral trade is roughly $14 billion, and the Petrapulibenapol land port remains the largest in South Asia. India's forex reserves are now between $625 and $640 billion, providing 10 to 11 months of import cover. The PM-SVNidhi scheme has disbursed 60 lakh loans, with tranches of 10, 20 and 50,000 rupees. ITSR comprises 83 security standards, and the government is considering making them mandatory for smartphones in the world's second largest market of 600 million devices. The PSLV-C62 mission lost 16 satellites due to a third-stage anomaly, prompting a failure analysis committee led by K. Sivan. The Supreme Court noted that about 25% of POXO cases involve consensual adolescent relationships, while the age of consent remains 18 years. Ocean heat content reached a record 23 zettajoules in 2024, equivalent to 37 years of global energy use, with 16% of the surface hitting record temperatures. The Hatti tribe's Bora Tyohar attracted over 3 lakh people, and the tribe enjoys scheduled tribe status since August 2023. Bhairav battalions, the new multi-domain army units, were first displayed on Republic Day 2026. Mufti Noor Ahmad Noor became the first Taliban-appointed Charge d'Affaires in New Delhi, marking a pragmatic diplomatic engagement. Finally, the National Textile Ministers' Conference in Guwahati highlighted the PM Mitra Parks across 7 states, a production-linked incentive outlay of 10,683 crore rupees for man-made fiber and technical textiles, and a target of $100 billion in textile exports by 2030, while the sector employs about 45 million people. Now, how does all this connect to your UPSC preparation? Each of these items maps onto the three pillars of the examination. The youth celebrations, demographic data and the PM Yuva scheme reinforce the socio-economic profile of India for General Studies 1 and 2. The Bangladesh transition, the Afghanistan diplomatic move and the textile ministers' conference feed directly into international relations, trade policy and industry development, all go to General Studies 2. The ITSR proposal, the PSLV failure, the Bhairav battalions and the ocean heat study each represent a facet of science, technology, security and environment, the very heart of General Studies 3. The Supreme Court's observations on POXO and the nuanced debate on consent touch upon law, social justice and ethics, key for general studies 4. By linking each fact to the relevant paper, you can weave a coherent narrative that will serve you both in prelims and mains. In closing, today's tapestry of events, from the youthful vigor celebrated on Swami Vivekananda's birthday, through the highs and lows of our space ambitions, to the subtle shifts in regional diplomacy and the pressing climate alarms, illustrates how interconnected our nation's challenges and achievements truly are. Each thread, when understood deeply, strengthens your ability to answer any question the UPSC may pose.